Didn't they say that joining NATO would make you a more safe and, you know, secure country in the face of war and adversaries and stuff like that? Well, that certainly seems to be panning out for Sweden, which is now basically pre-prepping and preparing itself to make about 500,000 new grave plots or cemetery sites. Why in the world would they be doing this? Well, obviously, because war with Russia. Isn't this always the case? NATO comes in, pushes Sweden over the edge. They join because of safety and security. And of course, now the authorities are admitting, oh yeah, of course, we'll totally probably go to war with Russia here soon. So we need about 500,000 new graves in Sweden to account for all the dead during a full-on war with Russia. Plans for 500,000 Swedes to die. The authorities are planning for 500,000 Swedes to die if the war comes. Sweden now needs burial sites for everyone lost on the battlefield and in its cities as well. So this is what we get. Does this make you feel safe and secure? Exactly what we told you. Free Times had an expanded article on this here. The Swedish authorities are planning for a scenario where the Swedish government perhaps located abroad. What does that mean? You mean they've been driven out of their own country or something? And chooses to continue war against Russia on behalf of the United States, even if it leads to major Swedish losses. Because, of course, again, this is obviously Swedish young men and women now, unfortunately, that is going to be among these 500,000 potential deaths in Sweden after war with Russia. Aftonbladet is first out with a figure now of how many deaths the government actually expects for the entire country. If Stockholm is exposed to the typical attack we see in Ukraine, many people will die, says Svante Borg, cemetery manager in Stockholm City. According to MSB, the Swedish Civil Contingency Agency, and the armed forces' mission to the funeral chiefs include the coffin burial of a large number of those in a short time. Jan-Olof Olsson, administrator at the Swedish Agency for Social Protection and Preparedness, tells Aftonbladet that coffin burials is planned as a crematorium is dependent on electricity and gas, which may be lacking during the war. So this is, now we're basically going to just bury everyone in the ground and we don't have time. I wonder why that is. Why don't you have time to burn all the bodies? Interesting. Previously, it was Gothenburg specifically that had news about this, that they needed space for about 30,000 war graves. As they join NATO, like, oh no, we have to not only prepare for war, this seems that they know that they are going to be dragged into war by NATO. In fact, NATO said when Sweden and Finland just joined that, basically if it's a full-on war of any, let's say Russia drops, you know, a bomb on one of the NATO countries, Article 5 is triggered, yeah, then Sweden and Finland will be some of the first frontline soldiers into the conflict. Just what we need. On this issue, I know that you will talk a lot about digging fast and big in order to bury this many people. We in Stockholm are keen that we cremate as usual. We make sure that we have the capacity and reserve power to cremate even in difficult conditions, says Svante Borg to Aftonbladet when he talked to them. So they're not even discussing this as like, maybe we shouldn't go to war, maybe these 500,000 Swedes dead is not worth it or anything. No, it's just like, well, if it happens, we got to be prepared to like cremate all these bodies and bury everybody.
NATO means a future I can look forward to, knowing we are not alone.
NATO means supporting our Ukrainian friends in times of need. Slava Ukraini!
NATO means our future, stronger together.
NATO means protecting each other for the past 75 years and for the years to come.
NATO means celebrating our differences and overcoming challenges together.
NATO means living in a free society and a chance to shape our own future.
NATO means serving a greater purpose to protect the ones that I love the most.
So at this point, it looks like the establishment is seeking a hot war between NATO and Russia, and many of these pieces are not being moved into place in order to prepare for the mass casualties that this will entail. And of course, this is what we said, right? They actually want us dead. They want another major war in Europe. And that's, of course, why I don't think we should be supportive of this war that's been going on between Ukraine and Russia. As we said, we're no big fans of what Russia is doing, but we're also no big fans of what NATO is doing. And I'd say way too many people in right-wing circles that are, I guess they're, you know, I obviously don't like the worship of Putin and stuff, and they think this is like some kind of great counterweight to what's happening in the West when it's not. We've talked about that so many times. But equally, they seem to be, and they say like, oh, well, just because Zelensky is Jewish, they say that the country shouldn't fight, you know, kind of thing. Well, it's more than that. It's about how Ukraine is being used and those powers that are using. It's not that they're rolling around and now have the best interests at heart all of a sudden. All these same establishment puppets and these people that have been telling us for such a long time that we're bad and they try to replace us and they want to turn us into kalergi mutts, or our kids at least, and our grandkids. All of a sudden now they're concerned with like nationalism and standing up for it. No, it's all a big lie. And in fact, as we switch over to Poland, check out this story. This underlines this even further. I saw some people on the right like, awesome. They're letting kids in Poland take mandatory firearms lesson. This is super based, right? We can play a little bit of the video here. But as usual, it's like, wait a minute. Poland has never done this before. Now Donald Tusk comes in. You could argue that Poland is more cocked or worse off in terms of who's running the country than ever before. And now all of a sudden they have like the best interest of the Poles at heart. I don't buy it.
This was a preview of our latest Western Warrior exclusive members show. Watch the whole show at redicemembers.com. Sign up, get access to all our exclusive members content. We have an archive of thousands of shows, interviews, and videos. You can also sign up for a membership at odyssey.com/@redicetv or subscribestar.com/redice. We are indie media, 100% supported by you. No commercials, no sponsors, no funny business. For $10 a month, you can help us spread truth in a time of utter insanity and censorship. We're in this together. The time to stand our ground is now. Go to redicemembers.com.